morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning, witches. It is September 13th, 2021. It is Monday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. I still don't have my equipment. Hopefully things are normal by next week. Today's episode is brought to you by Teddy Learns About Witches. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote from today is from the Busy Witches 2022 planner. If the plan doesn't work, change the plan, but never the goal. Author unknown. All right, so we're not doing tea today because I am currently displaced and I do not have my tea available. But let me tell you, I am anxious to get back to it. Moving into some headlines, today is actually Defy Superstition Day. This is one of those fun holidays that I like to kind of bring up because they're a hoot. Almost every day has a fun holiday. So I highly recommend making it a part of your routine. So like, look these up. I share the ones I think are fun and relevant to the podcast. But I like celebrating. I like things. I like holidays. I like fun stuff. One of my big kind of mottos has always been like, I don't care if someone wishes me a happy festival or holiday that isn't a part of my culture or that I don't do, right? Because like, who cares? Just have fun. Let people be happy and enjoy themselves and celebrate and have a good time. You know what I mean? So, this is a holiday that is always held on September 13th. Defy Superstition Day is your opportunity to break those superstitious beliefs that you have been living with most or all of your life. Did you know that Defy Superstition Day is celebrated on the 13th? It was established on this day for a reason. Many people have a long list of superstitions. One that tops the list is unlucky number 13. Black cats are also an object to be wary of. Walking under a ladder has always been viewed as something to avoid. There is actually logic to this superstition, but the list goes on and on and on. Did you know most hotels do not have a 13th floor or a room number 13? Hotels usually do not have any room that ends in 13. It's all because people are superstitious about this number. Defy Superstition Day has created to help you eliminate superstitions that have been haunting you. Use today as it is intended to blow away the superstitions in your life. The website that I use, it's called holidayinsights.com, could not find the individual or group that originated this day, but they do believe it dates back to 1999. All right, witches, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro gods and goddesses. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Monday, September 13th. The first quarter moon continues to race across the brush fires of Sagittarius today. Here, the moon squares the Sun, Mars, and Neptune. Talk about all dressed up and nowhere to go. The Sun and Mars's conjunction makes us want to get large and in charge, but their opposition to Neptune has us firing in all directions. Be careful today. Make sure you know what your next couple of moves are before making your first step. If you carefully plan, the fog will be no match for you. Your daily moon mantra is, plans are nothing, planning is everything. This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Hi, witches. I'm so excited to share with you a new book, Tutty Learns About Witches. This is a children's book for ages 4 to 8, for children to learn about witches in their lives. Tutty does not know everything about her dear Aunt Alice. Tutty is a child who visits her aunt only to discover that she is a witch. So here's the thing. You can get it on Amazon in paperback, or you can download it for free at TuttyTheSeries.com. It is free to anyone who wants to download it, and it is on Amazon if you want to get the paperback or Kindle version. So check it out. It's great for kids in our lives. It was written by myself and illustrated by Paisy Keough. All right, so we have a question from one of our listeners. This comes to us from listener Mara. Mara says, I'm looking for ideas for how to respectfully retire a tarot deck. I lost one of the cards many apartment and home moves ago. The chances of it returning are zilch. I poured a lot of energy into the deck once upon a time, and it was a good guide. Since losing the card, it has just been sitting and unused. Pitching in the trash can feels a bit unsettling, though. What do you do to recycle your decks and cards? I absolutely love this question because this happened to me a long time ago. So my journey with cards is pretty uninteresting. I had a deck when I was really young, in high school. I brought it to school, got in trouble. And that was the end of the deck. And then I had a bunch of friends who were like super Christian, convinced me it was evil, and I got rid of it. But when I got older and I kind of rediscovered my witchy side, I found Lenormand. And the deck I found is still the deck I use to this day. I have had to replace it a few times. And one of those times is because the love of my life, my dog, ate one of the cards. And here's what I did with mine. I purchased a new deck, the same deck, just not eaten. And what I did was I saved my favorite card from the deck, which is the stars card. I like stars because it gives me this feeling of fate. So I saved the card and I've kept it by like a mirror for the last 8 years. And then the rest of the deck, I actually sent to a friend of mine who's an artist and a photographer. And I said, hey, here's a deck to use in your art. Like, here's some cards. You can use them in your photography in any way you want. I just don't want to throw them away. And you'll do something cool with them. So I just gave them to her. So I'm curious to see what everyone else's ideas are. Oh, look, there's my response. I said art or maybe a scrapbook. Make a collage and frame it. Something along those lines. Kelly says, you can use individual cards in spell work where you don't mind destroying or burying the cards in the process. Might be a great time to get creative. Yeah, I love that. Using a card as a ingredient in a spell. Casey says, I use an old deck of mine in my crystal grids and altar setups. You may also find a local artist you can give them to who will create beautiful things with them. Kelly says, I am so loving the idea of using them to decorate old jewelry or trinket boxes from a thrift store. I love that. You can use Mod Podge to apply them. I am obsessed with this idea. Now I want to do it. Cassandra says, I have a friend that includes one in each order. She has a couple of decks that are either missing cards or is no longer connected. And she does a pull for each order and she packs them. I've actually done that. Sometimes Which Way Publishing will do free Goodread giveaways. It's usually 10 books. And I'll almost always include a card in one of the books. Then Cassidy says, so when I was in the Army, I got to participate in a ceremony at the VFW where we ceremoniously burned ragged American flags. It was so powerful. And the burning of something important felt so symbolically powerful. It's called Retire by Fire. I don't know if there are any negative implications of burning a tarot deck, but that's the first thing that came to my mind. I think this is a really fun conversation. I would love to know how our listeners have retired decks in the past. And I love the idea of Mahjong, like a box. That's so fun. All right. Let's see. I think we have some follow-up or feedback. This comes to us from listener Ashley. Ashley says, "Hi everyone. I was inspired by the episode Reset Routine to seek tips and advice when feeling a bit of a rut. I've been a bit lost feeling and out of touch with my career life path. Myself, a little disconnected from my partner too. So I'm scattered, foggy, you name it. I'm taking a trip to visit my parents for Father's Day, away from my city life by myself. I decided to stay a few extra days to really center and ground and meet a balance. What do you do to recenter? I'd love to hear everyone's rituals, tips, etc. I didn't bring much, just tarot cards, pendulum, and incense. I hope everyone has a great Sunday." Let me tell you, I don't know if it's me or everyone else, but I get like, my life gets turned upside down so easy. Like one thing in my routine can like get messed up and suddenly I am adrift. Like I really struggle, and that's why I'm so crazy about routines. I'm sure you've heard me mention routines a million and a half times. It's because I get topsy-turvied so quickly. So routines are kind of like that stabling force for me to feel like I have some control over my life. So I'm constantly creating new routines. Now, let me be honest with you. When I stick to the routine, is it helpful? Yes. Am I good at sticking to my routine? No. But just the act of creating a routine makes me feel control over my life. I guarantee the moment I am back at my home, I will create the most intricate routine in existence. But this is a great question. And I would love to know what people think. Like, how do you recenter? Kelly says, "If you can get away to the woods or park or something, I walk barefoot, talk to the trees, run my fingers over moss, and just connect. If you're going to be with family, I've always loved to look at old pictures, listen to old stories, and find out new things about ancestors." Rafi says, "I love to just sit in silence and let my thoughts kind of flow. I'm an overthinker, and still with the elements help me gather my thoughts and get a game plan." So yeah, I hate feeling upside down and topsy-turvied, and like right now, time since we evacuated, time doesn't exist. Like I knew I was aware enough to like release the magazine. But like I remember those like week or week and a half where we were like driving and evacuating, like time meant nothing. And it still kind of feels like time meant nothing. I can't believe we're almost halfway through September. I didn't even get to finish August, you know what I mean? So like I definitely understand this feeling. I think it'd be really fun. I'm like now because I love making routines, now I kind of want to see if I should make like a spreadsheet or something to like help other people make routines. It's something I'm gonna think about and focus on. It won't be until like October because I'm so behind on work with this whole situation. But I would love to like create a routine resource. You know what I mean? All right. So let's see. Moving on to a little magic. So this isn't today. This is actually going to be on Wednesday, but since Wednesdays we typically don't have an episode or it's an interview episode, I thought I would share it today. So let's see. Is this today? Wait a minute. Let me double check. Oh wait, no, this is on the 21st. Why am I talking about it today? Who can say? I guess I just decided I was talking about it today. So next week is the Chinese Moon Festival, or Mooncake Festival. So again, this comes to us from Holiday Insights, the 15th day of the 8th lunar month. So for 2021, it's going to be September 21st. The Chinese Moon Festival is one of the biggest annual holidays in China. It is also called Mooncake Festival or Lantern Festival. According to Chinese legend, it is the birthday of the earth god Tutankhamun, and Chinese Moon Festival or the Mooncake Festival is a celebration of the autumn harvest. It occurs when the moon is the brightest and the highest in the sky. This celebration is one of the oldest holidays in the world, dating back thousands of years. Early celebrations included worship of the moon as a god. Today, the Chinese Moon Festival is celebrated as a national holiday in China and many other Asian countries. People take the day off of work, they view the moon, they cook and enjoy family and friends. Making, giving, and eating mooncakes is a tradition on this day. Mooncake pastries are thick and dense. They can be filled with a variety of things. Mooncake fillings are not usually sweets. It is often filled with beans, nuts, or seeds, but recipes do vary. So, I think I wanted to talk about this so early so that if you are someone who does like to learn about other cultures and their celebrations, you had time to kind of catch up on this. I saw a great video, I want to say a few years ago, about mooncakes. So I'll probably post it on the Facebook group. So if you're curious and want to learn more, you can check it out. All right, witches. So we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I do want to give a shout out to listener Sherry Dawn. Sherry, you rule-breaking pretty woodland fairy. Oh no, it's just Sherry. I'm sorry. Sherry, you rule-breaking pretty woodland fairy. I also want to give a shout out to listener Don Howard. Don, you sweet, luminous vampire slayer. I also want to give a shout out to Brianna, you glowing, beautiful dragon. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate you. We also have our winner for the Dreamscape Oracle deck. Our winner is listener Moth. So Moth, I will email you for your address, so be on the lookout. And then finally, before we leave, we do have a card pull. I'm not gonna lie, I'm really loving this deck. The meanings are so deep, and I just really enjoy. So our card today is Greet the Darkness from the Seasons of the Witch Samhain Oracle. Keywords are self and inner truth. So, let's see. Darkness, you might get a sense of terror from what you can't see, but not all hidden things are bad. There are many things that you cannot see that hold the secret to life, abundance, and renewal. Like the lotus flower that blooms from the darkness of muddy waters, there is beauty in the darkness for those who know where to look with their heart. You have pulled the Greet the Darkness as a call to go deep into the dark corners. There are parts of you that are beautiful, yet remain undiscovered. You must allow yourself to open to the unknown. You can do this by confronting old wounds, lost memories, feelings of shame, guilt, and disappointment. This is called shadow work, a practice that allows you to make friends with your demons rather than hide from them. What seems like a moment is really a lost part of you needing love and support. When feelings such as anger, resentment, and chaos come around, it is because those feelings are trying to protect you in the only way they know how. Anger only knows anger and can only offer its support in that way. Chaos only knows chaos, so that is the only way it can get your attention. These feelings are trying to help you find the beautiful gems that are waiting in the dark spaces of your being. Confront whatever feelings you have surrounding your situation. Follow those feelings to surface and face them without fear. Greet them and ask them how you can work together. Journal your meditative conversations with your dark parts. Within their words of advice, you will discover the lost or missing pieces of yourself. All right, witches. That's all I've got for you today. Don't forget, any books, decks, headlines, sources, or anything else we've referenced can be found in the podcast episode description. I hope you have a great day, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.